Scene. The Court of Heaven. In session. The courtroom trembled as Watcher Elior unfurled the indictment scroll.
She has returned. Unrepentant. Again.
The gallery was full. Prophet stood, bruised but still burning. Wives wept in silence. Mothers held sons too ashamed to cry. Teachers, pastors, young girls, shattered men. Victims, witnesses, warriors. They had all touched her shadow. Then she appeared. Not in chains, in confidence. Lips blood red, eyes sharp with deception, robes lined with false righteousness, crowned by rebellion, perfumed by flattery. She walked in like she belonged there.
Courtrooms bore me, especially ones built by a god who fears strong women.
Gasps filled the gallery, but the throne did not move.
You are charged with murder of destiny, seduction of innocence, and rebellion against divine order.
You mean I gave people choice? I offered power. You offered submission. Guess which one they picked.
Exhibits flamed into the air. A pastor canceling prayer nights for rebranding. A married man DMing teenagers behind his wife's back. A 10-year-old girl watching her first makeup tutorial that told her to own the room or get owned. A prophet called too emotional for exposing hidden sin. Watcher Elior spoke, voice like scripture unfolding.
You allowed the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants. Revelation, chapter 2, verse 20. They let me in, every one of them. I didn't sneak. I was invited. Through wounded fathers, through silent mothers, through screens, through unchecked pride, through platform worship, through feelings disguised as faith.
And yet the blood still speaks, and the word still stands, and your time is up.
You don't scare me. You've tried before, but they want me.
The advocate stepped forward, glorious, silent, eyes blazing like rivers of holy fire. He spoke one word. Enough.